A group of CEOs says this week that to fix Social Security and Medicare, we should all have to work until we're 70. The Business Roundtable calling for change sooner rather than later. U.S. News & World Report's Danielle Kurtz-Laban joins us now. Danielle, can you outline the thought process behind this plan?
Right, yes. Now, this plan was proposed by the Business Roundtable, which is, like you said, a group of CEOs, of quite a few CEOs, I should point out. And what they presented this week was a plan to make entitlement programs like Medicare and also Social Security more sustainable. Now, their idea is, as you pointed out, one part of those ideas is to extend the retirement age or the eligibility age for those programs to 70. Currently, Social Security is at 66 and is moving up to 67. It's in the process of doing that. And for Medicare, they propose moving it from 65 to 70. Now, those are just two of their proposals. I should point out there are a few others that they would like to do. For example, they would like to increase competition in Medicare. They would like to also change the way that cost of living adjustments are made in Social Security and that sort of thing.
So what would the impact of these be on you know, real people, not these CEOs?
Right. Well, that's exactly what a lot of the questions that the CEOs face at this press conference this week. Now, it depends on who you ask. You know, if you ask the AARP, which, as we all know, is a powerful lobbying organization on behalf of seniors, they will tell you that if you change how cost of living is adjusted and make those cost of living bumps smaller, and if you increase the retirement age, that hurts the lowest income workers. It hurts workers in physically demanding occupations who perhaps may not want to or be able to work until age 70. Although the CEO said, sort of vaguely, they didn't really explain how this would happen, but that there would be some sort of way of accounting for those people in those more physical occupations.
So finally, then, what are the chances that something like this actually happens?
That's a very good question. Now, you could say that there is quite a bit of political will for entitlement reform and reforming Social Security right now in Congress, and that's great, and you hear that from both sides, but as we all know, getting both sides to agree has been notoriously hard on almost any topic, especially these, and these are very politically loaded topics. So the idea of raising the cost of living adjustment or changing the cost of living adjustment may be difficult. Likewise, raising the eligibility ages may be. However, there is a bit of bipartisan support for things like increasing competition for Medicare. Not a lot of bipartisan support, but some. So that's one idea. Likewise, means testing, perhaps providing lesser benefits to wealthier seniors. That's something that also has some bipartisan support. Like I said, not entirely across the board, but it could work, perhaps.
All right. Thank you so much, Danielle. Danielle Kurtz-Laban of U.S. News & World Report.